But we want to switch gears now. A little bit sad here at WSMI. Terry, how long have you been here?
Well, I'm in my 39th year.
Almost made it to 40.
Almost.
Terry has informed us that he will be heading off to Iowa. Of course, his son Brendan moved up to Iowa with his wife and their children a few years ago. Terry has got a job at KHKA, going to be the lead soccer broadcaster there. Always soccer. You love basketball, but soccer's always been your go-to sport.
And Brendan's, my son is officiating D1 soccer, college soccer, and high school soccer. He's head of the soccer association, and so he's heavily involved with that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Never thought you would leave this place, this type of opportunity, I mean, it's too good to pass up.
It was, it's not an easy decision to make.
No, I'm sure it's not.
And you go in and, you know, you meet some nice people. It was an interesting chat I had with the program director and the general manager, and went in, we had a nice conversation, and the sports director there is leaving. And going elsewhere, and we cussed and discussed it, so to speak. Walked outside, and as I was walking down the hallway, one of the other announcers ran into me and knocked me over, and reached down, and instead of reaching down and grabbing my arm and pulling me up, he reached down and pulled my leg, just like I'm pulling yours.
April Fools. We had to have a little fun.
No, we had to have some fun.
Cue rim shot sound effect.
Yeah, we don't have. Yeah, that's okay. It was a terrible joke, I know, but, you know.
But it was fun.
I had to tell.
But it was fun nonetheless.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, there's probably someone out there who spit their coffee. Yeah, like, whoa.
No.
Terry will be on the mic on Monday when we're going to have a premiere high school softball game for you.
Yes, we are.
Calhoun and Gillespie. Monday, we'll have the broadcast for you, 7:03, right here on FM 106. And we're talking about Calhoun, obviously, the best team in 1A.
That
goes without saying. Gillespie would be one of the top teams in 2A.
I think this week they were ranked number 2.